Well, hello and welcome to program number 597 of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick here at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. To start off this evening's broadcast, I'd like to do a little bit of a theme set. A few months ago, I stumbled across a YouTube channel called Probable Cause Dan Grider. Dan Grider, he is a pilot, he's an instructor, he is a skydiver, he's a very smart gentleman. He has been working on the identity of D.B. Cooper for probably the past two decades. Now, I don't need to tell you who D.B. Cooper is or was, and if I do need, please go do some research. That's what Dr. Google is for. This is a subject that has intrigued me over the years since it occurred when I was a wee lad of 11 years old back in 1971. Now, Dan has convincingly created two very homemade videos. One is called D.B. Cooper, Deep Family Secrets, and the quote-unquote sequel to that is called D.B. Cooper, Deep FBI Secrets. I think Dan has definitely solved this case, so I highly recommend going over and spending about a total of 4 hours watching those documentaries on YouTube. Again, the channel is Dan Grider, Probable Cause. And the reason I'm going into all of this is this first set this evening is a set of music related to D.B. Cooper. Let's drop the needle. All right, spin the CD. Cue the MP3.
Sunglasses at night and a tie.
He wrote the stewardess a note. She dropped it in her purse. She thought it was his number.
Was she looking for love?
But she never loved the man, 'cause he had a different plan. Miss you better.
Soda, half a pack of smokes. He was no Che Guevara in his lightweight raincoat. His tie was clip-on. He politely paid his tab and barely spoke.
$200,000 in unmarked bills. Four parachutes.
When 305 took flight, Ford's caught a glimpse of the homemade bomb. By the time the plane touched down, cash was waiting on the ground, and the passengers to plane unaware.
So she never loved the man, and she never broke.
10,000 feet high. The cabin shutter, air pressure warning lights. No one saw his body falling through the night.
One chute may have opened, the other was a fake. He may have touched the ground and missed the frozen lake. Fate is uncertain, was it a mistake?
This is WDBC News in Seattle. We have just received word that Flight 305 from Portland to Seattle has been hijacked. This is a developing story that we will continue to watch closely.
Cocktail past the young stewardess unknown. He sent his briefcase beside me. It's full of dynamite, and I prepare to blow up this here flight. And was D.B. Cooper. This was his demand. Would spare flight 305 and all the folks on board for 10,000 Andy Jacksons and the parachute. He'd even pay for his cocktail to boot. What a lovely day. forgot his loot and shoot and seemed quite satisfied. The plane took off a second time, flying real low, then landed for refueling in Reno. The airplane went airborne again, lost in thick dark clouds. Told the stewardess, clear the cabin now. And then a noise, a plane filled up with a rush of air. The voodoo Cooper was no longer there. What a lovely day to stumble to earth, to somersaults on the way.
Thank you. chose to meet his demands. Four pair of shoes and 200 grand. D.B. Cooper, what became of you? D.B. Cooper, what became of you? You're the only one who knows what's true. Jump from the plane at 10,000 feet. Jump from the plane at 10,000 feet into the cold night into history. 30 years they search for a clue. For 30 years they search for a clue.
a set of music related to the D.B. Cooper hijacking back in November 1971. We started off with the band Wonderly and a tune called November 1971, then Miriam Stone and the Ballad of D.B. Cooper, and finally Nad Neslow with Dan Cooper. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Exploring Science in the Sea. HMS Challenger set sail from England to study the world's oceans on December 7, 1872. Its accomplishments were so massive that it took 23 years and 30,000 pages to publish them all. Yet the job isn't finished even now. Scientists look at its results to teach us how the oceans have changed in the 150 years since it headed out to sea. The expedition was organized by Britain's Royal Society. A few small expeditions had probed some of the ocean, but the Challenger expedition was by far the most ambitious to date. It was designed to study the oceans around the entire world. It's considered the beginning of modern oceanographic exploration. Challenger was a Royal Navy sailing vessel outfitted for science. Most of its guns were taken out, and labs were set up below decks for its half dozen scientists. The expedition crossed all the major oceans except the Indian. The scientists measured currents, water temperatures, and ocean depths, and discovered the deepest feature of all, the Challenger Deep. They dredged sediments from the bottom and cataloged 4,700 previously unknown species of marine life. Challenger logged almost 80,000 miles before returning to England in 1876. Experts then began studying its records and samples, which are still available today. In fact, they're helping scientists understand our changing climate and its impact on the deep ocean. One more challenge for this pioneering expedition. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classicalwscs.org. And now for something completely different. Here's the Rainwater Touring Company with Gypsy Lover. Thank you.
The wind howls through the aperture, there are no days or nights. I want to know the people there, how is that go free? And they said, leave us to our pleasures. We are terrified to see a simple question. A simple question.
And here's something I haven't played on the Thrift Shop for quite a while. This is Mood Swings with Spiritual High. Thanks for listening. Wishing you many blessings. I'll be back next week with another Radio Thrift Shop.
Independent shall be.